Hi there. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. How many times you feel powerless? Powerless before a problem. Powerless before a situation. As a result, you try with all your strength to get rid of a problem and to solve a situation. Because you have no more power left, no more strength, and then you count on people and things like your own weapons to overcome a situation. To no avail, you can't overcome this situation and you feel powerless. However, you need to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. The scripture says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, He gives you power. It's not just power to speak in tongues. Let us now go to the food for thought. The food for thought today is power to overcome. Overcome your flesh, overcome your thoughts, overcome yourself, overcome your ways, and also overcome your problems. Many religious people think that they shall receive power to speak in tongues or power to be a Christian, but not. The power of God comes for you to be able to overcome, first of all, your flesh, your thoughts, to overcome yourself, and the power to overcome your problems. Power to make the right decisions. Power to take the right steps. Once you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, everything changes inside of you. And also, you become a witness of the resurrection of Jesus. You become a living testimony of the power of God. Right now, we are going to pray. And we are going to seek the Holy Spirit. You are going to receive God's power. Please close your eyes. O God of the Bible, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, I pray to you right now and I ask you, Lord, that your presence, your spirit, your mighty spirit may come upon this person right now that feels powerless, weak before a problem, before a situation. This person feels like a fly that was caught in a web. Now this person is struggling to release himself, to free himself. But the more she struggles, is like a fly in the web. The spider web. This person cannot move or even fly again. But you said you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So I pray to you right now and I ask you, Holy Spirit, come upon this person. Holy Spirit, enter this person's life right now. This person that feels weak, feeble, and far from you. Enter their lives, O God Almighty. Transform this person's life. I know that you can transform. So enter this life. This person feels weak, depressed, powerless, and feel like giving up. But once your spirit enters, once the Holy Spirit enters this person's life, there is a radical change. there is a transformation. So transform, my God, this person's life once and for all, that everybody will see and know that you are God. Bless those who are doing the 21 days. This program, fill their lives, fill their heart, fill their soul with your spirit. This is what I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. Receive power right now. I say to you, receive power. And the power of God transforms your life. And the power of God changes you inside and outside. Do not give up. Keep seeking the Holy Spirit. Keep doing the 21 days program, the fast of Daniel. Tomorrow, we are going to be back here with the day number 12. God bless you. See you soon.